Hey everybody, we're back.
Hey.
Another episode of You Are the Asshole. I'm Karen.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Vince.
Woohoo. Hope you liked the little break that we took last week. We are back to our regularly scheduled programming.
I know. It's been a couple weeks of not actually talking about the Reddit thread, Am I the Asshole?
Yes, and in that thread, we discuss, deliberate, discern different stories on the internet people submit, and they want to know if they're the asshole in this situation. And we're just two more folks that are adding to the conversation. Biash.
Yeah, so if you were venturing into this podcast with last week's episode or the week prior, that is not what we were supposed to. We definitely went off a little script.
Yeah,
but that's, you know what, we back.
That's not what we're capable of. Go back one more episode to Bald Headed Beauties. That's where the real quality begins.
You know what? If you were starting at episode 6 or 7, my question is, why are you not starting at episode 1? Hello.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Why are you not starting on the actual journey with us? But
that's what I'm saying. You don't start a TV show at episode 6. You start at episode 1. So why would you not have to do the same thing with this podcast?
Exactly. Hello. Exactly. But for those of you that have been listening from episode 1 until now, thank you as always for listening and asking and inquiring, and also for just telling us that you're enjoying it. We really appreciate it. And we have fun doing it. So we are back, bitch. Okay, girl. Well,
okay. I have reviewed, because I have saved and we have not discussed, but I have reviewed these ones for today, and girl,
I have done exactly the same. These are specifically tailored. These are some curated ass stories today.
I see that we started episode 1 with heavy ass racism, relationship conflicts, but we have since then moved to the ridiculousness that we are about to embark on today, or at least on my end.
Oh, girl. No, I'm taking it to a whole nother level today, too. So I'm excited for us to open this new chapter of You Are the Asshole.
Okay. Oh, but I do want to say, because I have one post that is actually from another Reddit thread. It's not from Am I the Asshole? It's from the Today I Fucked Up thread, which I was reading and I was like, okay, so this is not an Am I the Asshole, but it is still in the same vein. And I was just like, girl, this is so fucking interesting.
Yes.
And such a talking point. I was like, you know what? I know I'm going to be going off a little bit script again, but at least we are still maintaining a Reddit thread.
Yes, maintaining
the
theme.
With a similar premises. And you know what? It is our show. We go do what we want.
Exactly. Okay? Very funny that you said that, though, because I follow a couple of these other Reddit threads. I follow Toxic Reddit, and I saved a story from there thinking I'd be like, hey, we could talk about this, too.
But girl, are we going to be talking about the same one? Well,
No. I decided to go with my other.
Okay.
I decided to curate a little bit differently. But yes, I agree. Let's do it. Go for it, girl.
Okay. Okay. But I'll save that for later, because I want to go through, because I'm realizing there's a little bit of a theme for both of these, which I'm always excited to have a little bit of a theme. But this theme is a little ridiculous. Okay. So I'll start off.
Okay. Yes.
With the user.
Oh, fucking A. Here we go. Wow.
With the user Bug Actor Husband.
Who
asks, am I the asshole for throwing away my husband's couch? He is pretending to be a beetle and it's driving me nuts.
Okay, so I see that the wife from from Baby Talk Kink is back, and her husband,
a small slice skin.
Oh wait, no, they divorced.
Okay, you know what, girl? Small slice skin is back. She found another husband, and he has acted wild again.
Wow. And he's a bug actor.
You just know how to attract him, girl.
Wow. Okay. Well, I can't wait for you to read me A Bug's Life. Here we go.
Okay. Backstory. And she's a 33-year-old female husband who's 35, is a successful actor in film and theater.
Who is
Says
he?
Who?
Who is he? Who is he? Drop it. Name drop him. Drop him.
You didn't
drag
say his
him,
name,
girl.
So he can't be that successful, okay? Mm. He's very good, parentheses, he has been in some minor roles in films with some A-list actors.
Who? Tell me.
Oh, minor roles, and suddenly he's successful. Okay.
Wow. Chef number four. Riveting. Pivotal. Life-changing.
Pedestrian number seven, and suddenly he's so damn successful. Okay. Well, I see that you are an actress as well, lying to our face. He's very good and very seriously dedicated to his craft. You know what? Relatable. Mm-hmm.
Respect.
He is a firm believer in method acting, meaning he tries to truly live his role in order to understand it.
Yes. Talk Joaquin about it.
Joaquin Phoenix. Hello. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Christian Bale.
Why did you just say Joaquin Phoenix? Why did you just say Christian Bale?
Matthew McConaughey. Okay. Yeah. Dallas Buyers Club. Yes. Thank you.
Because of COVID, he basically hasn't had any work this year, and that's been really stressful on us both. A few weeks back, he got the main part in a play by a major theater director, and so he's over the moon to be not just learning lines again, but working with the greats. Who are these greats?
You know what? Who is it? Talk to me.
Yeah.
Drop a name. Drop a
You ain't dropping names, so we don't even know. He's taking this opportunity extremely seriously. The play is The Metamorphosis.
Ooh,
about
Franz
a German
Kafka?
Man. Okay, you know what? Thank you for knowing this reference.
Yes, yes. Girl, I love me some Metamorphosis cockroach.
Girl, I said beetle acting husband. I was like, is this Metamorphosis? No way they would ever do a play on Metamorphosis. Well, here we are.
Oh, girl.
Never mind. The play is The Metamorphosis, about a German man waking up one day and finding out he has become a monstrous bug, a huge beetle. My husband has the man beetle part. For his method acting, he strapped a big thing of cardboard to his back, like 6 by 4 feet, to give him the immobility of a big fat of a big flat bug.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I feel like you could just crawl around. But sure, yeah, for sure. Okay.
He spends all his time on the floor, scurrying around and hissing and snarling and clicking to communicate. Parentheses, during working hours only.
What does that even mean?
You're such a method actor. You don't do this outside of work. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Girl, they'd be divorced if they did.
Now, this isn't really a problem for me because we have enough space in our one-bedroom apartment. Well, you a bigger person than me. The real issue is that since bugs are sensitive to light, he spends most of the day hiding under the couch, sleeping and snarling. This sucks because the couch is the only place in our apartment where I can sit to do work for my company during the day. I don't have a desk, but it's also the only place where he can conveniently lie flat and hide. Our bed frame doesn't have space underneath. This was going on for the last week. I kept tripping over his cardboard shell when I walked past the couch, and his sub-couch noises would disrupt me while I'm doing work. So I kind of lost it while he was sleeping in bed and threw out the couch. I replaced it with a nice big desk and chair from IKEA that I can work on, and he couldn't hide under. Now, this gets to the am I the asshole question. He is now complaining that I threw out his couch, which is true, that nowhere else in the apartment is quite as good for being a bug, which I'm not so sure about, and that, quote-unquote, me sabotaging his ability to be bug-like is compromising our finances, which is not really true. I make more money than he does.
Oh,
correct. You better sit him.
You better read him. You better sit him down and
wow,
tell
what
him.
A shock. You make more money than this motherfucker that just acts like a beetle. Who would have guessed? Who would have known? You make more money than beetle number three.
Bitch, he is beetle number one in this play.
You make more money than beetle number three in the Cats movie? Well, I mean... Shocking.
Oh my gosh.
I would have never guessed.
Oh my goodness.
He has a point on that. Throwing out his couch may have been over the line, but there wasn't really a good spot for my work desk anywhere else in the apartment. And frankly, the bug under the couch thing was driving me nuts. His method acting still seems to be going fine. He's now spending most of his days under a blanket fort in our bedroom. So no permanent damage appears to have been done other than the couch, which kind of needed to be replaced anyway. Am I the asshole?
Oh my God. I'm perplexed that she has a couch that fits an entire man underneath it, but your bed frame doesn't.
Well, maybe the bed frame is like one of those low ones that sits on the floor or is like has like storage underneath.
That's true. But
because he's got cardboard on his back, so he needs to be able to like skirt. You know what, though? Girl, listen.
You, I'm sorry, but
this is not the problem.
Girl. I know. I'm getting to it. I was just there was a visual in my head. I had a question. I needed to ask it. But
bug actor husband, this ain't the problem.
No. Okay, I get the method acting. I'm all for it. But
girl, I don't.
But look. To me, there's boundaries. Okay, I get it. You want to do this for. Do it for an hour upstairs or 2 hours upstairs. Just get out of my way while I'm working. Don't tell me that the only opportune place for a bug is downstairs under a couch, because I have seen plenty of bugs in my day that are not under a couch downstairs. They are upstairs in my room in the corner on the ceiling. Okay. Uh-huh. So mm-hmm. Be a bug there. Tape yourself to the wall. You know that challenge where they have people taping themselves to the tape yourself to the back of a door and scare a bitch. You know what I mean? You could do something else. Do something else.
I love that you're like, just be a bug in some other way. I'm like, girl, can you tell your motherfucking beetle ass husband, listen, there is method acting and then there is pretending to be a bug.
And then there is madness. Okay, and then...
Because what exactly are you pretending to do when you are laying under this couch lying flat? What are you accomplishing, sir? Okay, all work day.
Well, if you notice that I said an hour to 2 hours, because how often or how long do you need to be doing this in order to get it? Like an hour or two while your wife is at work, be a bug and then be like, okay.
Now listen, when Jared Leto was being the Joker, there are reports that he was method acting and doing all sorts of wild crazy shit. He was getting in the role of this maniac. Yes. Sure, fine, annoying, wouldn't want to live with it, but whatever. Cool.
Not a bug.
How complex is a bug?
That's because he was playing a fucking murder, a psychopathic murderer, not no bug.
With layers.
Yes.
With layers.
Hello.
Okay.
Heath Ledger. Okay. Hello. Jared Leto, hello.
With layers. So please tell me what is going on with this beetle and this metamorphosis.
True. It's annoying.
If I remember this story, this beetle just gets attacked by his sister by a broom. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what the point of hiding underneath.
Now, hold on now. Okay. Why don't you, husband, bring your wife into this method acting as your sister and have her beat your ass with a broom? I bet you... She would feel better because she gets to beat your ass for being annoying, and you would feel better because you are simply method acting. There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Problem
That's
solved, what I'm y'all. Saying. Thank you so you know much. What? Thank you for coming to my relationship therapy talks.
You know what, to the user? You should have been like, bitch, you want to act like a bug underneath my couch? Well, guess what? I'm going to treat you like a bug underneath my couch. Yes. You ready for this raid spray?
Yes.
You ready for this shoe about to be hit.
Yes. I mean, she should totally join in. She really should. I don't see any reason why not.
She should have been like, oh, you about to act like a bug? Well, guess what I do when there are bugs in my house? Kill them. Okay. So you about to die. Okay.
Ask me how long I would leave a man-sized beetle shuffling around under my couch. Ask me if I wouldn't call an exterminator.
Hissing at me while I am trying to hissing. Work. You don't think... Hissing. You don't think I would fucking do something about it? That shit would be flushed down the toilet so fast.
Oh my gosh. This is insane. The fact that people be living these lives, but you know what? I'm just so I never get tired of this shit because it's just one thing after another. Is very annoying. It's very fucking annoying. My suggestion is wife needs to get involved. He needs to let her get involved. Okay, it should be pretty cathartic
but,
for
okay.
her.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because obviously I'm not an actor. I don't live the artist's life. So I don't, who am I to be like, you are just working on your craft. You knew what you were going into when you married this man.
Girl.
You knew what his style was. You signed up for this shit. You know, because you and I would... be like, this is ridiculous because we ain't signed up for that shit.
I
having never dated or been with a creative artist, I'm like, that shit is not for me.
I feel like you would not be patient with it, I'm sure.
That feels like a little too much. Okay.
I feel like, okay. Listen,
I recited in the privacy of my own bedroom. I did not impact nobody's lives.
Hello. I've done acting and shit like that, but I put a cap on it. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm by myself, or I tell a friend or somebody, I'm like, hey, help me practice, or I'm by myself or whatever. But I don't go around, you know, after hours or at dinner time or when we're watching TV and I'm like, this would be a good time to get into character. You know,
that's what I just imagine if someone was method acting an asshole. And so they decided to, like, you know, while you are watching TV, take a glass of water and dump that shit on you and be like, I'm just getting into my character of an asshole. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, excuse me, bitch.
Oh, I'm just getting into my character of a murderess. Okay. Yeah. Excuse me for just a moment. No.
Get into character all you want, because you also going to be playing this dead body. Okay. Okay?
Get into character for this cadaverous. Okay. Bitch. Put a cap on it. Like, understand that, yes, you're method acting, but you're also a bug and you are in the fucking way and you're being annoying and you don't have boundaries. And if you want your wife to be a little bit more understanding, maybe just bring her into the process. But I don't think the wife's an asshole at all. She's fucking irritated and she's trying to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, bitch. You're not the asshole, but your husband is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you're the asshole, bitch. Throw away the couch.
And so, you know what? Throwing away your entire fucking couch. Was that necessary, girl? Now you ain't got nowhere to sit. I mean, I feel like you did overdo it a little bit by throwing the couch away. Like, you don't have to do all that. Like,
you know what this petty is? She said, you're gonna play a bug? Well, watch me play this petty character in response.
Gosh, I was just like,
okay, we're about to lose this couch because you seem to think it's real cute to just hide underneath during work hours. As if I ain't got nowhere else to be.
See, that's the rude part. That's the part where I'm like, you took it too far, sir. Like, your wife is trying to work downstairs. Come to a compromise and method act somewhere the fuck else. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? If you are...
But it sounds like they talked about it. And he was just like, this is what I need to do to get my craft right.
And she seems okay with... Well, she seemed okay with it. But it just... I mean, if she's telling him that she's got boundaries and he's not respecting them, that's on him. That's on him.
Wow.
Because he's just bugging. He's just bugging.
Yeah, I'm sure it was not her first reaction was to throw away the couch. She probably was like, bitch, do you need to do all this? Because I don't really know if I see the value in any of this.
No.
Do you not have lines you need to be running?
Does he have lines? Not for a while. Isn't there like a whole chunk of the book where he ain't talking?
I don't know. Because I thought a lot of it was just inner monologue. That's right. I'm like, I don't really know why y'all would even do a play of the Metamorphosis, because I don't really feel like it is that thrilling. Okay.
I need to know who else is in this play.
Okay.
I need to know if Neil Patrick Harris passed on
because apparently your husband is such a great actor. Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
He's so famous.
Wow. I need you to name drop. I need to know.
But is he performing on Broadway? Because if he's not, you just have to say he was an actor. You didn't have to sit here and be like, he's been with the greats. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Don't be talking all this. Don't be hyping up this motherfucker and he's just pretending to be a Beatle.
Yes.
Wow. Thrilling.
Oh my goodness. Morgan Freeman is in the house, bitch. Wow. Talk about it.
Wow. He really played that Beatle well. Damn well. Wow. I mean, with his one or two lines. What? My goodness. My goodness. Planet of the Apes recreation up in here. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay, girl. You are not.
Girl, you're not the asshole.
You're not the asshole. Husband needs some boundaries. And you need a couch, girl. Get that shit.
Husband is ridiculous.
You need another couch, girl.
Method acting, I'm just like, no.
Love method acting. Put a boundary on it.
I don't. Don't be dating nobody. I say, don't be dating nobody that is a method actor, because you're just going to have one day where you're just going to be taking it to the next level. You're going to have Jared Leto.
Very true.
Okay.
Very true.
Talking about, I'm trying to expand. You know, I don't always just want to play the same roles. I want to try something that'll really challenge me, like playing the Joker.
You know what? Very exciting, okay. But also very taxing. Yes. Exciting, girl. But taxing. Girl, that shit makes for the best fucking art, though. You know the movies were good.
I don't doubt it, but I'm like, I don't want to live with that.
You are just okay. Like, I'd rather date a math fucking magician.
Correct. Okay. Keep that shit at work. Don't be coming in. Don't be coming in. And I mean, to be fair, it might also be like, normally it's not a problem because it's not a pandemic and he can method act
elsewhere
at work, or she is in an office and doesn't have to be exposed to it. So after work hours, he's a normal human fucking being, not a fucking beetle. But
yes, girl, you know what? You're not the asshole, you know, man. What? It is okay girl, to be angry.
You know what?
It is not okay just to leave. Throw out your couch, though, girl. You need somewhere to sit. That was just wow.
You know what? Here for the pettiness. Yes. Throw away the couch, bitch. Tell this motherfucker.
Let me tell my cousin to get another couch with her temper tantrum. But girl,
tell this beetle. Listen, if you wasn't acting like a beetle, then I would have fucking kept the couch. So you have nobody to blame but yourself. And also, I could buy a new couch because I make more money than you. Bye bye. Okay. Fuck you.
Oh my gosh. You know what? But okay. No. All
not
right.
The asshole.
Not at all.
Not an asshole, girl.
No, ma'am.
No. Okay.
Okay, girl.
What you got for me?
Oh, girl. This is going to be so near and dear to your heart and your interests. So I hope you enjoy, because it was specifically curated to your interests.
Okay. It just bespoke.
Yes. Yes. Am I the asshole for hiding my girlfriend's skincare? Didn't see that bitch coming, did you?
Yes, you are. Uh-huh. You better give her back her products. Hmm. Okay.
Oh girl. Let's take it down the Reddit hole, shall we?
Okay, do you want your girlfriend to have shiny, beautiful skin?
I can't wait to get into this. I honestly,
if the answer is yes, then let her have it for fucking skincare. Mm. You know what? Haters. All of y'all. Oof.
I just can't. I just please keep going, because I can't wait to get into this bullshit. I cannot fucking wait. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know what? It takes a lot to look this good.
Girl, buckle up, because take a sip of water and enjoy. Here it is. This motherfucker talks real casual. So here it goes.
Hmm.
Basically, I hid my girlfriend's skincare collection. I was planning on throwing it all away until she freaked out about it. My girlfriend has had sort of an obsessive hobby with buying skincare since before me. And
what's wrong with that?
And it's only gotten worse since we started dating.
What's wrong with that?
Dating about 4 years, and we're both 23 now.
Don't you want her to look beautiful all the time? Mm. What's the problem? Mm. Sir, what's the problem? Mm.
She picks up extra shifts on the weekend just to afford the newest, most interesting products. And?
Oh, so she's hustling and grab. What's wrong with that?
She's hustling. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful hustler. Leave her alone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? You know what, Jayla?
Yes.
Exactly.
At first, I was supportive of her hobby. Whatever makes her happy, I guess. But lately, I've been struggling to understand why she buys these things. We have separate bathrooms, and in every single drawer is another toner, another cleanser, or exfoliant. She's in school to become a dermatologist. But seriously, I don't know anyone in school with this much of a collection. I've tried for months to tell her that this isn't healthy and she needs help. But she tells me,
okay, you know what?
She tells me, because she pays the bills in our apartment and for my correct. Food and other correct. Hobbies, she's allowed to do whatever she wants with her extra money. Amen.
Oh, I see that the bug actor husband is writing this post.
Yes, this is his wife, the dermatologist. Yes. This is what she's at home dealing with while you are a fucking bug. Okay.
She is trying to fucking study for her dermatology degree while you are over here.
Shuffle, shuffle,
thinking
shuffle.
You hot shit. just hissing at her as a bug.
But to me, it's completely wasteful.
Who cares? Who asked?
She's already gorgeous with incredibly lovely pillow soft skin with not a single scar.
Oh, well, who do you think
who's is to responsible thank for that? For that?
What do you think is to thank for that, sir? Mm. Are you in dermatology school? Are you suddenly, you know what? Keep going. Keep going.
She literally has the best skin everywhere on her body. It's like she's been fucking airbrushed. This doesn't matter to her, though, as she is always having packages show up and new additions to her collection. Here's,
oh, you ain't heard of prevention? Oh,
hello. Okay. Here's where I think I messed up. Oh, you didn't think you messed up thus far. Here's where he thinks he really fucked up. Here we go. In this shit.
You didn't just messed up. You are messed up.
You are the mess up. Okay? Here we go. My girlfriend spends about 12 hours in a double shift at work. And after she left, I decided to load all of her skincare in multiple black trash bags and just put them in my truck. I wasn't going to go crazy and throw them away. I know this stuff is worth $3,000 to $4,000. Some of this shit is literally in fucking boxes. I just wanted to try to show her she didn't need any of it. When she came home at around 12 a.m. exhausted and just wanted to wash her face, she has to, quote unquote, all of her products were missing, obviously.
What do you mean she has to? Yes, she should be washing her face. Well, a dermatologist wants to take care of the things she is studying.
Wow. Tell me.
What a concept.
Talk about
what
it. Talk about
it. Next, you're going to be shocked that dentists are brushing their teeth.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Explain. Explain. Talk about it. Okay? What did she say? Oh, okay. So she just wanted to wash her face. All of her products were missing, obviously. She immediately came to me in almost hysterics about how everything is gone and she thinks we were robbed. I told her we weren't.
Yeah.
And that she doesn't need all this stuff because she's beautiful already. I told her I took it away. Didn't say where. Because she doesn't need all this garbage.
This dumb bitch.
She said we got robbed.
She said, ooh, they didn't touch the PS5 or the Chanel. They came for my skincare.
They came for Lancome. This came for this Lumiere.
They didn't touch the cash that was just sitting there on the table.
They didn't touch my pearls, bitch.
my diamond ring is still there, but they didn't took all the skincare. Ooh, we've been robbed.
We've been robbed by Jeffree Star.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I think they took my Shiseido. Oh my god. You know what this stupid thing
is. Oh my god. Oh. Oh gee.
Ooh, I think they only had time to go to the bathroom drawer.
They beelined it.
And then they had to go.
They beelined it. Oh my gosh.
They must have never seen a PS5.
They beelined it to my drunk elephant. Oh my gosh. They beelined it to my Coco Kind.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. They went for the latest Sunday rhyme. Okay. Oh my god. They didn't want to. They didn't want. Who they got?
Oh my god. Oh. Wow. But I see nobody took the Neutrogena though. I see this shit is still here.
But for some reason they left just enough for a daily skincare routine. Oh my goodness.
Ooh. For some reason they left this Aquaphor. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. Okay. Whew, we just had to ride that wave, didn't we? Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Let me see what this bitch, let me see where the fuck I was.
You know what these conclusions.
Girl, I mean, it doesn't get much better. It only gets worse. Here we go.
Oh my god.
Okay. Mm. I told her I took it away. Didn't say where because she doesn't need all this garbage. Within seconds, her mood changed and she wouldn't even look at me. She took her blankets to the couch and slept there crying. She was being so dramatic, I decided to just get the stuff from my truck. I brought the bags in and dumped them on the floor, and she started sobbing.
You better reinforce this behavior.
Here it goes, bitch. She said some of them Some of them were gifts from her father that passed away. And she thought she would never get to see them again. He apparently wasn't good at gift giving, but knew this passion of hers. Yeah. Yes. He said, knew this passion of hers? Yeah. Like, sarcastic. Am I the asshole? I literally gave her the stuff back, and I don't believe her dad would just suddenly give her gifts. As she said in the past, he struggles with buying gifts. Well, of course he ain't giving her gifts now, bitch. He's dead. I really don't want to lose her. I want to marry her. She's the most beautiful woman and kind soul I've ever met.
Oh, my God.
And she pays my bills.
Okay, can you pay my bills?
I just think the hobby affects our relationship since she always wants to talk about the latest innovation or the newest thing that she thinks will be good for her. I don't care about any of it. And I think it's an obsession for her and not even normal. Am I the asshole?
Okay, you know what? You know what the plight of women having to date straight men.
Girl, it's let me tell you, it is dry as a desert out there. Let me tell you.
And just not understanding. Listen, you are such the asshole. You ain't never been anymore.
I don't. There's no way out of this one, bitch.
Oh my God! Yes, you're a fucking asshole because he said. He said, "This is. I think this is affecting our relationship because she just wants to talk about it, and I frankly don't give a fuck about it." Oh, you mean like her other people have tons of interests that their partners don't give a fuck about, and you seem to think that this is just one that you're like, I don't want to talk about it, and it's affecting our relationship, bitch.
Hey, listen, if you love this woman and you want to marry her, you think she's beautiful, then support her in what she does. Support her.
You mean her career? Support her. That she will be. She will always be talking about skincare, motherfucker, because that is her job. Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. And I get it if you do not care, if it is just not within your realm of interest and you do not want to give a fuck about it, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you go and say, like, you're obsessed and I need to throw away your shit because it's controlling our relationship. Bitch, no, it's not controlling our relationship. Just be like, I don't care. Talk about it with your girlfriends, talk about it with your student, with your classmates.
Well, don't throw my shit away. Saying? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about other things. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're going to talk about the skincare, keep it brief and move on to something else. You ain't got to sit here and be like, oh, she's obsessed.
Let me tell you something. Okay. And before I read these edits, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that this man, okay, he gets all of his bills paid by this woman. He gets all of his extracurricular activities paid for this woman. This man does not have a job, okay? She pays for all of his endeavors. He doesn't have a whole lot going on. So he's so fucking worried about what's going on in her life. He's obsessing over her life because he ain't got shit going on in his own life. And let me...
And you know what, bitch? She's going to be a dermatologist. She is going to continue to make more than what he is going to make, okay? Unless he is going to... suddenly start the next apple. Okay. So I really
can't wait for you to start banana. Looking forward to it, bitch. Can't wait.
Because what I'm hearing is that she's already in dermatology school and you're doing a whole lot of nothing.
You're doing a whole lot of complaining and throwing her shit away.
And she is in school and also working 12-hour shifts and you are doing a whole lot of nothing.
And this poor woman gets home, wants to wash her face at 12 midnight. And then starts sobbing because you threw away her shit, her property.
Yes. But suddenly you want to tell her how she should live her life. Okay. Like, no.
Girl, let me read this shit to you.
Girl, you're trying to control her. Okay. I don't even think it's an obsession. Honestly, even if it was an obsession, fuck you. It's her money. Okay. Mm-hmm. Her life is not deteriorating in any way, and you clearly don't know a goddamn thing about skincare because y'all skins at 23 is of course going to be beautiful and amazing. But come to us again on Reddit when y'all 33.
Okay, talk to us in 10 years and talk about how this preventative measure.
Exactly. Okay, talk about how in. Oh wow, her skin still looks airbrushed. Gee, because of this $3,000 worth of skincare.
Okay.
You want to call it an obsession, but you ain't gonna be complaining when she's still looking like she's 23.
I certainly hope they are not together when she is 33. I certainly hope she found somebody that doesn't throw her shit away.
That's what I'm saying.
Girl, let me read this this addition. Okay. This addition. She gets treatments every week because she seems to, I'm sorry, because she wants to look the best for her future clients. It just all seems so contrived to me, and I think it's not okay. Now, let me read this comment, okay?
From I need to know what this motherfucker's like field is, because I know what is his background not understand.
Girl. Okay. Let me read you a little bit more. Okay.
Okay, give me these edits.
I don't work because her family is extremely wealthy and is much more matriarchal, and she believes in men staying at home. No kids, just some cats. She offers to pay for everything, and I don't see a point in fighting her belief system. I'm sure you fucking don't. She only takes the extra shifts to buy more products, not to pay for me. Her father passing gave her an extremely large nest egg that we could both never work again and live our lives traveling the world. So all this unnecessary spending seems like it's worthless since it will burn through our money. Our money? Our money, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize y'all were married.
I didn't realize it was yours. It sounded like her family's wealthy.
I didn't realize that your father passed away and left you a big inheritance. So.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I didn't realize you were brother and sister. I thought you guys were dating.
Okay.
Here we go, girl. Here it comes. Because people are just commenting, right?
And bitch, you are 23. You were out the chopping block in a few years.
Hello? Okay, that insurance is cutting off in about 2 years, okay? But here we go, okay? There is no her side. She believes in working hard for her money, and she tries not to take from her dad's money because she thinks it should go towards philanthropy since that's what he liked to do with his money near the end of his life.
Oh.
She claims, wow, what a bitch.
Who is she? Wow, who is she? Can I get her number?
She's so terrible. Wow. And what are you doing to contribute to this philanthropy fund, bitch? She claims.
Yeah, exactly. Just throwing away things.
You throwing away her stuff. Got it.
You could have donated that stuff if you wanted to be. So
I hate him.
You know, fuck,
I hate
you.
Him.
Fuck,
girl, you. The more I read this, the more I hate him again. When I read this shit, I was like, oh fuck no. Okay.
You know what? Fuck this motherfucker.
Girl, here we go. Wait, just buckle up, sit it. Okay. Yeah, that's what he liked to do with his money near the end of his life. She claims she wants to save an insane amount to do those random act things where she leaves like a $10,000 tip or something. Okay, you know what?
Tip the bill. You know what, bitch? I have a bald-headed hoe who could really appreciate
Is quite lovely. Yes.
I like this bitch. Okay, I like your boyfriend. Okay.
This broke-headed bitch. Okay. To me, it just all seems so wasteful and ridiculous to collect all these perishable items and do these weird things for ungrateful strangers.
Better these ungrateful strangers than these ungrateful boyfriends.
Wow, yeah. I'm thinking you're a little ungrateful too, you little motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Suddenly you have such an opinion about money that is not yours.
Suddenly you have an opinion on ungrateful strangers and folks. Okay, got it.
On a matriarchal family, by the way, where you don't get to have decision making.
That's right,
power.
Bitch. Sit the fuck down. Okay.
Sit the fuck down and poop and scoop these goddamn cats' poop out. Okay. Because y'all so rich, you probably have a robot to do that. So at least contribute.
Yes. Turn
something.
On the Woomba and shut up. Okay.
Oh my God. Fuck this bitch.
So then he goes, I just hate that she chooses to do that instead of making our lives luxurious and great. Instead, we live in a small apartment where sometimes the air doesn't even turn on.
Fuck you.
Just because she pays for everything doesn't mean I'm not entitled to saying what money goes to. I don't think she needs an expensive facial 4 times a week, even if I'm not paying for it. She's just throwing her money away. How are we supposed to save for a wedding or even a house? I want a larger mansion for the both of us. And she doesn't see a point in getting...
Okay. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Bitch, girl, I forgot listen. About this paragraph, girl. It only gets worse.
Listen, I would, if homie, if I were in the same shoes as you, I would also be like, I would wish to be living luxuriously, but at the end of the day, it is not your money.
It's not.
If you want to live luxuriously,
get a job.
You better be contributing these dollars to, these dollars to the funds. And cents. Okay. Because as far as I'm concerned, you decide whether or not you stay in this relationship where the person controls her own money. Okay. Because
oh
don't sit here being like, well, it's not my money, but can I have an opinion? You can't.
No.
No one forced you into this relationship. She could leave your ass.
Hello. Okay, as so she should. Shut the as fuck she up. Should for violating her she trust. Should.
You know what? Finish these edits because there better be a fucking edit about her leaving his ass. Girl,
she is... Okay. I want a larger mansion for the both of us, and she doesn't see a point in getting one when we didn't plan on having
correct.
Children.
Correct.
She is content living in a random studio apartment with our cats for the rest of her life and having a small ceremony. But I wanted more for us. I really wanted us to live.
She doesn't want more for y'all.
I really wanted us to live a lavish lifestyle. And maybe if she stopped spending so much, we could save everything and get a cool place. Then she won't have to work anymore. Edit. A lot of people have been calling me a troll because my girlfriend's family has unusual beliefs about how men should stay at home. I don't know how to explain that's how she was raised. Also, the fact I didn't know what a studio apartment was. Geez, sorry, not knowing what apartment styles are is worthy of you all ridiculing my fucking life as a joke and troll. Fuck off. Wow.
Well,
sir, what, you want to live this lavish lifestyle, yet you don't know the difference between a studio apartment and a regular apartment?
What do you know, sir?
Apparently, he knows exactly how money should be spent. Apparently, he's a banker. Apparently, he's a banker. He's a financier, okay?
You don't know a damn thing about skincare, and you don't know a damn thing about
and you don't know a damn thing about women management. Either, so shut up. Oh, I see God. A lot of comments claiming my girlfriend has a lot of money, so why does she have to work? Newsflash, assholes, not everyone spends the money they have. Plus, she isn't in medical school full-time. She's doing studies, she's doing apprenticeships, but isn't in a full-blown Johns Hopkins. We broke up and she's blocked me on everything. I didn't read that edit! Okay. Oh my God! Yes. Yay!
We broke up? Interesting. You mean she broke up
you mean
with
she
you.
Said... Fuck you, like the rest of us.
She said, no, I am a ball of shot caller. I don't need this.
No, I am so glad that she put this gold digging ass motherfucker out.
Correct.
On the street,
correct.
Out on the
yes.
Street. Okay. You know what, sir? Yes. You can go live with a cardboard bug man, okay?
You know what, motherfucker? I know a studio apartment that just recently threw out a couch, okay, that you could go live at. Because apparently you ain't got nothing going on for you.
Hello.
Okay? And you could be joined by a motherfucker pretending to be a beetle.
That's
so,
what I'm saying. Girl, the...
Asshole, ain't nothing.
I mean, not that this was going to be some bitch. Sort of discussion or debate.
Oh my God,
I just knew that you were going to have yourself a little opinion.
I hate this man Isn't so much. He? Who is this girl?
Okay.
Who is this? Give Let's me her give me her social so that I can
I'm
fucking
saying,
hit her
you know what?
Up and be like, girl, you want to be friends?
Girl, can you be my dermatologist? Okay.
Can you be my friend? Okay. I'm not trying to get your money, but hello.
You know what? Okay.
Can we be friends? Because I feel like we have very similar interests.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. You know what? Can you turn back the clock on my face?
Girl. Yeah, exactly. 4 expensive facials a week. You know what?
Hello. I'm trying to see these pictures. Hello. I'm trying to see these skin. Okay.
No wonder her skin is flawless. Hello. Okay. If only.
If only.
If only.
Girl.
Does she wanna be a philanthropist and donate 4 expensive facials a week for
Hello.
Me
you
for
know
my
what?
Life
can you fund my life please can you fund my youth please girl yes okay
I mean I feel like we were completely discussing while you were reading so yes. Nothing left to be
no,
said
no I think
this
we've said it enough
such a fucking asshole
yes he is
and I'm so fucking irritated at him
but
Fuck
so
him.
Happy that she broke up with his stupid ass
yes
yeah. That was a happy ending
thank you.
Okay.
You know what a happy ending mm-hmm. for everybody.
Yes. Hello.
Uh-huh. Yes. Baby, shut the fuck up. Keep your fucking opinions to your goddamn hello. Self next hello. Time. Also, nothing was stopping him from having a job, honestly.
No.
he'll sit here and be like, well, they don't want me to work. Da, 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 da. I mean, you could still have it.
You could still contribute.
Not to pay for things.
I'm just saying, yeah. Like, honestly.
You could have a life.
If he had something else going on, I guarantee goddamn to you, he probably wouldn't be so fucking up the ass about
That's
her
true.
Shit.
Because he had got nothing yes. else going on.
So all
on.
He does is focus it's on correct. Everything that she does, what she's doing, because he has nothing going correct. On. And you know what? Once correct. Again, who's the asshole here? Hello. So.
Yes. You think all of us, you think you and I, you think our listeners have the energy to be worrying about this shit? No, because we are all employed motherfuckers coming home at the end of the day, tired as fuck, okay?
And we so just want to wash our face.
We just want to wash
you
our face.
Threw out our shit. Even... I'm going to throw you out with this couch.
Okay, but to homegirl, some of this shit does expire. So if it's expired, girl, just toss it.
Yes.
Okay, don't be getting too much. For anybody listening to this who does not know skincare, okay, so that shit expires.
Throw it out, girl.
So don't be hoarding $3,000 worth of shit because you're not going to get through
yeah.
it all. Okay?
That was one more thing I wanted to say, girl. If he packed up all her shit into multiple black trash bags, girl, how much shit you got?
Girl, you got too much, you know, okay, for one person to be using because he wasn't using it clearly, obviously, okay? Now, if she was like, all of this is sentimental stuff for my dad, I know it's expired, I'm literally never going to use it.
Fine. Put it away in a box somewhere and just leave it alone. But
Yeah, but not all $3,000 okay. worth it, so.
Oof,
okay,
right,
girl. Well, let's take a break, and then I have, speaking of people pretending to be animals.
Oh, fuck. Okay, okay. Okay, the theme. Wow. Oh, okay.
Speaking of people pretending to be animals, and speaking of cats.
Oh.
Okay. You know what?
Oh, wow.
We're going to come back to that. Okay. So let's take a break, and then we will be right back with more
All
stories.
All right. Bye. Hello, we're back.
All right. Okay. Okay, well, moving on from stupid, crunchy-ass, raggedy-ass boyfriends to stupid, crunchy-ass, raggedy-ass girlfriends.
OMG, I see that we are always on the same wavelength when it comes to our picks. But
because it is not only men who could be assholes, okay?
Ain't that the truth? Let's talk about some bitches.
Okay. All right. So this is not from the, actually, this wasn't even from the Today I Fucked Up Reddit. This is from a relationship advice Reddit, but okay. It is basically an Am I the Asshole?
Okay.
And this throwaway account writes, my, and I'm a 24-year-old male, girlfriend who's 26, fully believes that she is a cat in a human's body. Okay, so we have taken method acting into a
personality trait.
Oh no, girl, you thought personality trait? Well, buckle up, ho, because I want you to start imagining.
Here it comes.
Okay, now I know people are going to think I'm either trolling or baiting, but please read before you comment. And this post has nothing to do with gender or trans issues, and I am in no way intending to be offensive or anything, which was a very interesting conversation about, like, is this a transphobic post, underlyingly transphobic? And I was like, damn, this shit really just comes out, and this shit is deep. But
let's keep
it light. So the girlfriend and I have been together for nearly 8 months. And she's always been a very quirky and nerdy person. She does cosplay. She's very into anime and role-playing, etc. Nothing too weird. Okay, but has she cosplayed Jigglypuff?
has she dressed up as My Little Pony?
But has she been mistaken for Meowth? We've been kind of distant lately with everything going on and with me being an essential worker, so we haven't seen each other and only talk for about half an hour a day. Well, last Tuesday, we got to hang out at her place. Oh, so I assume they don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore cat ears and a belt with a tail the entire time. At first, I thought it was either going to be a sex surprise.
Well, of course. Of course he thought that. Girl, I would think that. I'd be like, oh.
I don't know what I would think. At first, I
get out of my house is what you would say.
I'd be like, are you a method actor all of a sudden? At first, I thought it was either going to be a sex surprise or her testing a new cosplay, which is probably the more reasonable guess. Mm-hmm. But nope. She sat me down, asked me if I really do love her, then hit me with a very long monologue that essentially summed up to, I'm a cat in a human body. Girl, I wish I was joking. I thought I misunderstood and then believed that maybe it was a weird joke, but she kept being serious about it and doubling down. I left shortly after because I had a shift at work and I still believed it was an oddly drawn out joke, nothing more. I see that he has read The Toddler. He has read Small Slice Skin's post and was like, oh, this is just a joke. She's just pregnant.
This is him with a new girlfriend, and now he's getting his karma, okay?
Yes,
Small Slice Skin's husband. He's like, this bitch thinks she's a cat, and I don't know what to do.
Well, I did that. I pretended to be a toddler, so I guess she's just going to be pretending to be a cat.
But at least it was in the human spectrum. Okay,
well, I guess this is just... So she ended up texting me with resources to help me understand, which is when I realized that she is really serious. Apparently, she believes she is an otherkin. Otherkin is the term. It's other, K-I-N.
Okay. Meaning like she thinks she's an animal?
Or... a person who holds the belief that they are not human.
Got it. Okay. I don't think I've ever heard that word before.
I've never heard of it either till this, but okay. I'm just like, I see. See, y'all trying to just undermine trans rights, okay?
You guys are trying to... Oh, wow.
Y'all suddenly can just decide to not be human, just like these people can suddenly decide not to be their ethnic background.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. Y'all got white people suddenly deciding they are no longer white.
You know what, Rachel Dolezal? We're looking at you.
Okay. Okay, when real people have... with real trans folks
with real issues. Problems and issues.
Correct,
here,
exactly.
And you want to be a cat and
this is where that... this is where the transphobia kind of comes out. Anyway.
Okay.
So she says she was introduced to this by one of her friends months ago and has since joined Discords and communities of others like her. Her friend, for instance, believes he is a demon trapped in a human body.
For fuck's sake.
And girl, she sent me this testimonial that was supposed to be touching, but it's basically just about a dude thinking he is Naruto.
Naruto, you said? Naruto?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm done.
I'm not joking. She explained her other kin type as being a cat, and now she 100% thinks she is a cat. How did she know she was a cat, she asked? What made her come to this revelation? Well, according to her, sleeping a lot, liking the sun, hating water, feeling more comfortable crawling on all fours, and claiming to understand what cats are saying and being able to talk to them through meowing.
Did you know that cats only meow at humans? They don't meow to each other. So shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up, stupid. You lying asshole. You just want to play a fucking character. Shut up. You know what? I'm cutting it out. No, I'm calling you out, bitch. I'm dragging your ass out. Okay?
Well, I just really feel like I'm a cat.
No, I feel that you should shut the fuck up.
Because, I just really like to sleep a lot, you know, and curl up in the sun.
Wow, narcolepsy. Don't talk
bitch,
to me. You know what? Extreme
so
fatigue.
You know who else likes to sleep a lot? Well, basically everybody.
A Taurus. Wow.
Oh, what everyone. A concept. What a concept. You like to sleep. You don't think I would rather be sleeping than working?
Wow.
What makes you so special?
Wow. Do you like the sun? Wow.
Wow.
I like the sun in the summer.
I mean, what a shock. What a shock that people love to go to the beach for the sun and you seem to think that makes you a cat. Okay, interesting.
Hates water.
Wow. Stinky. Okay. Why? She has also apparently been distanced with nearly everyone we know in real life, as I got multiple messages asking me to let her know to be in touch with them. My head has been spiraling this past week. I keep thinking it's a joke, but nope, she is deathly serious about this and has handed in her 2 weeks resignation at her job because cats don't work. You know who also don't work? People out in the streets, okay? Again, I wish I was joking. I've been limiting my interactions with her ever since because this is hurting my head a whole lot and I just can't cope. She has also surrounded herself with a large amount of yes men and women who support her 100% and are enabling this, some even encouraging her to make a Patreon and make other kin content that they would contribute to, which she brought up when I asked her about quitting her job. Oh, so cats don't work, but cats have Patreons. Interesting. Interesting.
Girl, why are you even bothering with a Patreon? You know you're trying to do OnlyFans, okay, for this kitty cat content, okay? Don't lie to the people and say Patreon, okay?
To make things worse, I can't discuss this with anyone in real life because I know how crazy it sounds, correct? And I know that leaving her is a valid option, correct? But I'm in love with this woman and now I don't recognize her and I know that there is something very, very wrong and I can't reach out to her and she refuses to hear anything from me unless it is unconditional support. What the fuck do I do? Which I'm interpreting as, am I the asshole for feeling this way?
No.
This is my thing about unconditional support and unconditional love. I'm like, some of y'all just be taking it too far. Mm. And I'm like, ain't nothing wrong with conditional love. Of being like, I love you, but I don't. This too much.
This doesn't work for me. Yeah.
I can't love you as somebody who thinks they are a cat, not a human. This too much.
Yeah. Love is not enough to keep you together. Through some things you can love a person and just know that you can't be with them, you know,
and that is okay to be like, you know what, this love is conditional. Actually, I love you unconditionally except when you decided that you were a cat and that you were going to live your life as a cat because you seem to think that's your identity now.
Because what he can say is, well, I signed up to date a woman, not a cat, and now now you having me engage in bestiality because I'm dating a cat.
Suddenly.
Okay, now how am I supposed to deal with that?
Suddenly.
I mean, maybe that's taking it a little far, but if she's really a cat, quote unquote.
Yes.
Then if he views her as really a cat, right? So it's respecting what she's seeing. Then he can tell her respectfully, girl, I'm not into dating cats. I'm not into dating human girls.
Where's the line? Does she eat cat food? Does she eat cat food?
Do you eat pate, ma'am?
Does she pee in a litter box? I would really like, I have a lot of questions.
I need to know how far this method goes.
Yes, because now the love is conditional. Okay, because you telling me. Because
you shit in a box.
I'm supposed to still love you, but I have to watch you shit in a crate with litter in it. I'm supposed to kiss you, but your breath be smelling like cat food. I'm a little. Who?
Bitch, this is nonsensical.
Okay, but let's get into these updates.
Oh, please.
Okay, let's get into this backstory. Let's get into the more information about this ridiculousness.
Tell me.
Okay, let's address some things, he writes. Her and I have been friends for 2+ years prior to dating, so that is why I am reluctant to just up and leave. Homie.
Okay.
Let the bitch go. There is plenty of fish in the sea. There are plenty of cats in the sea. There are plenty of fish in the sea who do not think they are actual fish. Okay, so, no. Listen, okay, you and I have dropped people that we have known for much longer. Okay, so.
Very true.
I've read a comment asking if she has a history of mental illness, and not to my knowledge, aside from her being diagnosed with mild social anxiety in high school, I'm going to try and reach out to her mom and get her to check up on her and maybe even visit. They have a good relationship, so maybe that will help. Once again, the transphobia coming out to some of y'all, okay? Mm. And this is tricky, right? Is it transphobic to be like, does she have a mental illness? Because just a few years prior, right, it was, in fact, very like, oh, this man thinks he's a woman, actually? That sounds like a mental illness.
Yeah,
that sounds like something's going really wrong with them.
You know, that edit that you just read made me think of something where she said, or he was saying that she experienced some sort of social anxiety. And a lot of what I've noticed from people that I've talked to, even myself, like sometimes it's easier to play a character. It eases your anxiety because you're not having to live as yourself. You are acting as someone or something else. And sometimes it eases the social anxiety. But
even if she had some mild, quote unquote, mild social anxiety in high school and she's now 26.
Who knows how far she went to cope with what she's got. And I mean, maybe there's something else going on that we don't know. And it's not to, again, it's not to say like, it must be a mental illness. No, like she could be completely sound of mind and have decided this. In fact, she sounds very sound of mind. And just because she is speaking about this doesn't mean that she has a mental illness, which by the way, what does that even mean? But, you know, and if even this is a with thing,
anxiety, she has friends, she has a relationship, right? Like she's got a lot of these things that you may not, that you would expect as supports that she wouldn't necessarily need to, like she was obvious. She obviously had friends. So she was accepted for who she was, quote unquote.
Right.
Before she found this subgroup of other people who support her for being a cat.
And this exists. This it's called, I'm sorry, otherkin, you said?
Otherkin. Otherkin. The word other and then kin.
Okay. Yes. So this existed as a thing already. So this exists as a concept, as a lifestyle already. People are living as other things. So to call
Well, it's very similar. I mean, I guess to the trans experience of people being like, I just always felt like something was wrong, but until I learned the language, until I was exposed to the community, I didn't realize that I was trans, right? I just knew something didn't feel right, right? Mm-hmm. And then that was kind of like the burgeoning of trans culture,
right?
And becoming more mainstream and being in and then people kind of knowing sooner. So it could, it's the kind understanding of got parallels of
it. Yeah.
In that regard of like, she might be like, oh, I never really knew that this was me until I was exposed to the community that taught me that might be me.
Which is 100,000% valid, but it also...
But girl, not in this case.
But if you think about it, but you know what though? If you think about it in the...
But not in this case, bitch.
You know, this is a little bit different. But if you think about it, a person, if two people get together and one has always thought that maybe they were trans, but didn't know how to identify it, didn't share this with their partner. So it's important to share that kind of feeling with your partner, right? Because then, you know, if you decide that you are trans and your partner had no idea, you don't know if your partner is going to go along with it or want that, or, you know, what if they have a different preference because there was no communication beforehand. But if the person didn't know that they were trans or how to ID it, then it's not their fault either. So, you know, it's
well, the thing girl, here this is so... I'm talking about is like, is her belief that she's a cat valid?
That's where I'm questioning.
Or are we basically being the same transphobic people that have invalidated trans folk for ages? Are we backwards thinkers? Which I'm at this moment in January 27, 2021. No, because I think you're crazy. You're not a cat. You're not a cat. Look at the DNA. It says human. Okay.
Right.
Now, if you want to sit here and be like, well, I think I believe in reincarnation and I think fine, but you're not a cat. Okay.
Okay. Now that's a whole different concept, which I do actually believe in that realm of spirituality where it's like, hey, you know what? Maybe your spirit was a cat at one point, or maybe you were a tree, or maybe you were a man at one point, or whatever you were. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's very different. That's very different. Girl. And the reason that I err on the side of this isn't like the trans experience is because she's over here like claiming that she can communicate with cats through meowing, but the meowing behavior of a cat is specifically for humans.
Yes.
So what exactly? Yes. That cat is looking at you like,
you're a human, bitch. You're not me.
We could talk because I only meow at bitches like you that are human. So
also, if you can understand cats so damn well, why aren't you on the news? Tell me what the cats say. Suddenly you're the cat whisperer.
Talk
why
to me.
You famous?
Talk to me, Dr. Doolittle. Talk to me.
Okay.
Tell
That's
me
what
about
I'm saying. That's because you seem to think this must be a common experience. Everybody just knows what cats are saying. Okay. Okay. No, I agree. I think the bitch is out of mind. Let's get more of this.
Tell me.
Um, Okay, so he says, yesterday was the first time I truly confronted what was going on, as I have been kind of shelving it and just praying and hoping it was some kind of drawn-out joke. But now that I've had time to truly ponder it, I think it has been a long time coming. She's been buying a lot of cat memorabilia, and a lot of her cosplays are cat-related. And when I brought up the possibility of me getting a cat in the near future, she made a joke about being too territorial for a cat. And now that I think about it, well, yeah. So he's kind of saying, like, she probably knew and she just recently came out to me as an other kin.
Yeah.
Which, I have friends who love themselves a good cat memorabilia and like to pretend to be a cat. But no one sits
you're looking
here
at
being
a
like,
bitch.
I actually am a cat. Hello. Yes.
You're looking at a bitch.
Exactly. He says, I don't know who Demon Man really is, correct? All I know is that he has been part of her virtual D&D group since last year. Mm. Also, so far, no litter box in the picture. Sorry to disappoint or relieve some of you. When I asked when I asked about her plans as a cat, other than her quitting her job, she has sent me her to-do list, which I didn't bother opening or reading until yesterday because I was too busy wishing all of this was a fever dream. The to-do list includes purchasing a scratch post for her nails, switching to a carnivore diet, and dyeing her hair red because she is a ginger cat. Sure.
You're going to have to go a little orange there, girl.
As much as it hurts, I have no intention to continue to be in a romantic relationship with her because she will absolutely not hear anything if it's not 100% support. I love her, but I love myself. Thank you. And I don't want to be dragged down to something like this, especially when it feels like I'm talking to a brick wall. Well, that is very much like a cat. So, you know what? Staying consistent with this theme.
Give her a can of tuna and then try talking again.
Yes. Okay. And then let's talk about some actual updates. Okay. So he says, hello, it's me again, the man from Reddit with the cat girlfriend. Well, ex-girlfriend now.
Oh, shit.
I was supposed to visit my now ex on Friday, but didn't end up doing so until yesterday. I wanted to talk face to face and to get back some of the stuff I've left behind at her house. The meeting didn't go well. She was very adamant that anything that wasn't full on support was a personal attack and invalidating to her identity. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
But did she meow it to him?
You meow, raggedy ass meow, bitch.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. I'm sure that's how it went, right?
Well, she's like, well, cats are stubborn, so I'm going to be stubborn too. You going to play by my rules, or are we not going to play at all? Mm-hmm. I tried to ask questions, some of which she answered, some not. She had intended to move in with me because in her best case scenario, I would truly love her and want to support her in living her truth. Fuck her. And that would include me. And that would include me assuming a sort of caretaker role. She has enough savings to last her a while since her job was pretty lucrative, but she is now planning on moving in with three other people from her other kin Discord to get the true support she deserves. Demon dude, whose name is apparently Azkaban.
That's all, folks. Good night. We couldn't.
You know what, Harry Potter?
Okay.
And another girl and her boyfriend for a true sense of community. I don't know if that's code word for polyamory. Wow. Goth polyamorous lesbian wicked bitch has made a comeback.
She's now a cat.
I brought up therapy, but she got really mad over it, saying she doesn't need it because she is not ill. And this is an innate part of her that has been there since childhood. Also, her apartment is now more populated with cat stuff, as she has spent nearly 900 euros over various things, which made me concerned over her new spending habits and how long her savings will last. Some things she's purchased include a scratching post, very large pet bed, cat toys, a bowl. Her mom called me afterwards. I didn't say anything about the cat ordeal, but told her that her daughter and I broke up and that she fell in with a pretty weird group and has now quit her job with no warning and no backup plan and is also intending to move in with three other people I've never met or seen. Her mom seemed to take me very seriously and that she's been concerned. She hasn't talked to them in a while. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of people might think I'm personally not doing enough.
Bitch. What?
No.
What? What can you do if you don't want to be in a relationship with her? What
first
what
of all,
you
people
do?
Commenting that he hasn't done enough. What would you do in this situation? Because I think I would leave too.
I would leave as well. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. Respectfully, I'll respect you in your life, but we are not sharing. We're not doing this.
He says, I am not interested in this lifestyle and will never be. Correct. Okay. You and me both.
There it is, sir.
And I cannot force her to get help or go to therapy because at the end of the day, she is a 26-year-old woman, which she don't even think that. She thinks she's a 26-year-old cat, so cats don't get therapy.
You know, a 26-year-old cat is dead.
And to ask...
So are you dead? You're the world's oldest cat. Wow.
And to add another thing, I don't believe all other kitten people are this unhinged, but everybody on the Discord server falls into the extreme side of this subculture. Some left their spouses and children, others stopped taking their meds, and some are engaging in very harmful behavior. Obviously, 40 plus of them being in the same echo chamber, egging each other on will only lead to disastrous results.
Oof.
Oh my God, girl.
Or a whole lot of Patreon money.
Correct. He goes on to say a whole lot of other things, which is just like, y'all fucking ridiculous. And he's like, would y'all? He's basically was like, everybody criticizing me has obviously never had their significant other come out to them as an other kin and talking about how they are a demon named Azkaban in a human body. And quite frankly, yes, bitch, you better call out these commenters because who in their right mind would act rationally if their partner came out and was like,
I'm a toaster.
I know.
I'm a toaster. And you know what? I'm a toaster because I love bread. Okay. I love when it's hot. Okay. And I'm a little crunchy. So I'm a toaster.
And I really feel like I spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
In the dark, know, like in the hot. Yeah, I'm always in the kitchen eating bread. So
because how many of y'all would act rationally if your partner said, I really just identify and feel like I'm a tree. You know, I'm just in tune with nature. And I just really love greenery. Mm. And I just want to be solitary.
Then just say you are an herbologist. Then you are a
botanist. And just stand. I really identify with just standing with my other tree folk in the forest. You know, no clothes on because trees don't wear clothes. Mm. And that's just who I am.
Okay, let me plant your ass outside my house. The fuck out. You could give me some shade. Amen. You live that life.
Well, then, take your ass to the forest and don't take me with
you. Hello, and if a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear it? I don't know, because I'm not dating it. Done.
No.
Girl.
You would not act rationally, and no. I just think this is ridiculous. Now, listeners, if one of you is an other kid, I do not mean... You know what? I probably do mean to offend you because this is a little absurd. Okay.
Also, if but any of our listeners are other kids, can you please drop a comment as to what you are? Because now I'm intrigued.
If you
I'm
are
intrigued.
Listening to this and you are an other kid, reach out to us on our socials because you need to be on this podcast.
We need
and
to
we
interview
need to just
you.
Key key.
I need to know. Yeah. I need to know all about your alternative lifestyle because this is new to me. And
not only that, but I know another podcast. Oh my God. I know another podcast. Okay. Named Versatile and Relatable.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say tell me a story because
and also tell me a story. Because I know two podcasts, Tell Me a Story and Versatile and Relatable, who would love to have you on
yes.
their podcast. Since you seem to think that you are something else other than human, by all means, girl or dude, by all means.
Tell us all about it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. You did not disappoint with that. That was intriguing.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck. Every time I think we're going to run out of shit, this shit pops up.
You know what? These subgroups that I have never heard of. And I thought I have heard of many a subgroup. So I was like.
Reddit goes deep. I am like, wow.
Not people who think they are actually animals. I've seen that shit like on TLC, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
But that shit seems to be a little bit like of a kink or something. They don't
yeah.
they don't take it to that next level.
I was gonna say, like, you know, it, I mean, he didn't say, and neither did she at any point.
Yeah.
That it was a sexual kink. Otherwise, yeah, they put a cap on it, you know, at some point.
You know what? Everything always having to be a sexual kink.
Well, these days,
you know, with small slice skin. I mean,
there is a whole lot of it. So, you know.
Yes. Yes. Dude, you're not the
No,
asshole.
Sir. You're
I
not.
I mean, ideally, all partners and all relationships should support each other for who they are. And unconditionally support and love each other and let them live their true selves. But listen, sometimes people's true selves, it's just not the business.
It's a you lie.
You know what? You know what? You know who else? You know who else had true selves? Ted Bundy.
Wow, he okay? was truly himself.
You know who else had true selves? The Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know who okay. was his true self? Hitler. Okay. He lived his truest self, and look what happened.
And girl, it is okay to walk away and say, you know what, I can't do this. Okay, I know that we are supposed to be till death do us part, but I said that when I didn't know you were a murderer. I said that when I didn't know you were a cat, okay? Melania, I said that when I didn't know that you was going to be the next fascist
okay?
dictator of America.
That you were the next okay? Mussolini. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so not through thinking then, I mean, okay? I wasn't expecting this thick. I wasn't expecting that. No.
Girl.
So, homie, you're not the asshole. Just leave her. It's okay. You ain't known each other that long. Bye-bye.
Well, you know what? Lost the friendship, but that's okay, girl. I think you're a little bit better.
That's what I'm saying. I think you have a, you can find somebody else.
I hope so, girl. You know what?
Girl, yes. And also, the people who think they're demons are called demonkin. Fun fact for you.
Oh, fun, huh?
Some people also think that they are gods trapped in human bodies, and okay. they call themselves godkin.
Oh, that one sounds familiar.
I guess.
That one sounds like something I've heard before.
Yeah, but that shit legitimately is like fucking disorders where, you know, some people beyond Dr. Phil talk about, I am the reincarnated spirit of Pocahontas. You've seen that shit? That bitch was like, I think I'm Pocahontas because I kind of feel like I look like her. Bitch!
Oh,
and she was like,
sake.
I think I'm like 5, maybe like 1% Native American.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
I'm like,
bitch.
You know what? Fuck this bitch.
Oh my God. You know what?
Dr. Phil was like, you think you look, let's put a picture of what we
he
think
said, let's throw it up
like
on the
next
wall.
To your
he
ass.
Said, throw it up on the wall. Let's look.
Yeah, he said, well, I mean, y'all both female and y'all have a nose and eyes and mouth, but I mean,
sure. Oh my gosh.
You know what, actual disorders. So that gets a little bit.
That's interesting.
That's a little, yes. That's another conversation.
Yes, it is. I'm going to go down the okay. rabbit hole with that, but.
Anyway,
well,
girl,
I'm gonna do my best to top you here with a whole new world of venture.
Okay.
It's short and sweet, but very
yes.
involved. Okay. These layers. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get it popping.
All right. Am I the asshole for refusing to do my roommate's laundry, even though it is my chore, because she decided to go with free bleeding? Now. Do you know what free bleeding is, bitch?
I mean,
you can pretty
assume,
much assume.
Yes. I am assuming she's not going to wear pants,
no,
tampons,
no. Correct.
Anything. She's just like, let it
That's
out.
That's correct.
But why?
Well.
Is there a benefit to that?
It's a lot of times people don't like to put stuff there because of the toxicity of the product. They don't want anything near that area. But.
Okay.
However. I'm not talking shit on free bleeding. Amen to you. If you want to bleed, bleed, bleed everywhere. That's perfectly fucking fine.
I mean.
But I don't make people fucking do my laundry when I'm doing that shit. Okay? That's my business.
Oh
my
God.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Give it to me, girl.
I'm already talking shit. Haven't even fucking. Here we go.
Okay. You know what? Wow. What a shock. A shit talking bitch.
Here we go.
Wow, I see that you're wearing a shit talker in a human body.
Wow. I just, you know, I identify as one because I'm always talking shit, you know?
You know, I kind of feel like I'm actually Wendy Williams and that she's not Wendy Williams because I just really love to talk
just
shit.
Just love, yes. And I've always wanted my own talk show where I talk shit.
Yes, and I just feel like if I had a talk show.
Yes, and I'm always asking people how they're doing.
You know, and every time I, you know, start a meeting, I do ask people how they're doing. So, yes. I don't know. I just feel like I'm Wendy Williams. She's not Wendy Williams. I am.
Yes. It's not really her. It's me. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, clearly we weren't done talking about that, but okay. Okay.
All right. Oh my God. You know what? If this ever becomes accepted in society, this episode is going to be so outdated. We're going to be other kinphobic. Okay, but you know what? As of 2021, these are the times. Okay, go ahead, girl.
Bleeding and see how that goes.
Let's get into this because we need to wrap this up, girl. I see that this is clearly already an over hour.
Okay, well, we're back, folks. We are back better than ever.
Yeah, y'all wanted Reddit posts.
Here's 2 weeks worth of episode in one. Okay. All right. So, am I the asshole for refusing to do my roommate's laundry, even though it's my chore, because she decided to go with free bleeding? My roommate, 23 female, and I, 24 female, have divided our chores. We switch one cooking and one cleaning when we eat together. She does the trash and I do the toilet, etc. And until recently, she does the vacuuming, dusting, and I do the laundry. Now, about 2 weeks ago, she decides to start with free bleeding, not using products during period.
Okay.
This means that during her period, she has to change her sheets daily and her underwear and sometimes pants multiple times a day. She does it because she feels it is more natural and sustainable. I've also talked to her about, for example, a Diva cup like I use or a special underwear, which catches the blood. I don't know if you've heard of that or anything.
Oh, yeah. That feels like that would make sense. Yes. Okay.
She said she doesn't like it or want to use it because she feels it is uncomfortable. A few days ago, I told her that I wouldn't do her laundry anymore. Either we would switch chores or both do our own laundry and divide some other things differently. Now, she is pissed and says, I can't just refuse and change something we agreed on that was fine for years. And when I say it is because of her free bleeding, she says it is just blood. And we never made a big deal about chores being a couple of minutes more work. Wait, what did she say? No, hold on. I'm sorry. Excuse me. She says it is just blood. And we never made a big deal about chores being a couple minutes more of work. So basically, don't complain that you got to spend a couple extra minutes.
I guess.
Scrubbing the blood off of my cooch. Okay, sure.
Okay, sure.
I still refuse because, one, it is way more than just a bit of extra work. Tell me the fuck about it. Anybody that is a girl that has bled out knows.
Y'all are arguing. Okay? That's the issue.
And
two,
I found this amount of blood gross. We all bleed through a little here and there, but this is extreme. Am I the asshole for this? Girl.
Okay, did the roommate, what's the roommate's choice again?
Like the
free bleeding girl?
Let's see. She does the trash. We divide and switch between cooking and cleaning. So one day one day the other.
Who cleans the toilets?
The poster does.
Oh. Okay. So you tell her.
She does the vacuuming and the dusting as well. So she does the trash, vacuuming, and dusting.
You telling me that all this bitch does that's dedicated to her is take out the trash?
Oh, and vacuuming and dusting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you telling me the poster has to clean shit and blood? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No, girl, you're not the asshole. Mm-mm. You are not the asshole. Listen, if homegirl was the one cleaning the toilets and she was like, why are you worried about blood? I have to clean up shit.
Our shit.
Maybe. But no, you have to clean the shit and the blood, and all she has to do is just vacuum, dust, and take out the trash, which requires her to not get messy.
And let me tell you, vacuuming is a lot of fun, in my opinion.
Vacuuming is so easy. Yes. There could be shit on the floor. I'm like, that's fine. I don't need to do anything. Let me use this. Here it goes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. Can she at least just be like, I'll do the laundry, but when you're on your period, it's your call. Like, it's your job to do the laundry when you're on your period. Which means at least the whole month, I'm mostly still doing the laundry. It's just when you're on your period, you're in charge.
Which I think is totally fair. I think it's weird that her roommate is saying, oh, you can't back out of a chore that you've already agreed to, but this bitch backed out of how she originally showed the left the laundry. Like, before you had regular ass laundry, now you got bloody underwear, and that's not fair because this bitch doesn't want to fucking do it. And you know what? That is your bodily secretions. If somebody else doesn't want to do it,
why? Yes.
Can you please just take...
If you shit yourself accidentally, can you be like, oops, let me do the laundry because I don't really want this to be your response. You didn't ask for me to shit myself.
Hello. And this is...
And then also, I bet you know that she's like, what's the problem? We all bleed. We all girls here.
That's not the problem. See, blood? You know what? That's exactly what I was going to say. This is not talking shit about... This is not shaming people into hiding about their period. I'm all about talking about it freely, out loud, whatever, okay? It's a part of life. However... Okay, as a bitch with birthing hips and uterus who fucking bleeds, okay?
Okay.
If I have an issue, I'm not going to make somebody else clean it. I'm like, you know what? Excuse me, okay? Excuse me for just a moment. Let me take care of my mess. If someone was like, I don't mind, whatever, I'll just throw it in. Okay, fine. But if someone has expressed discomfort, like, you have to respect that.
If someone comes to you and says, like, girl, listen, your body, your choice, but it's too much blood. Can you just take care of that yourself?
This bitch, okay, she's not doing the laundry, so she doesn't give a shit. You want to know why? Because this bitch changes sheets multiple times. She changes pants. She changes underwear. She's changing. Imagine the laundry pile of blood. That's more than a couple of fucking minutes. I'm not shaming you for free bleeding. Do so. But you got to take care of it, girl. You got to take care of it. That's a personal life choice that you need to take care of, girl.
If you adding to the laundry load, you need to fucking
double, triple time.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Just like if your roommate fucking, you know, had a lot of trash one day, you know, I would hope they'd be like, oops, let me take this out because I contributed a little bit too much. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like it's always happening. Just take care of it for the week that you decided to, you know what?
Girl,
you are not that asshole. You better refuse. You know what you should do? You should just do only everybody but her laundry, okay? In fact, do her laundry, but anything with blood on them, leave them for her, okay? So that she fucking has nothing else, okay? And if that means everything is blood, she ain't got nothing going on, then do it. Fuck her. What's she gonna do then? Is blood all over her shit? She gonna have to do it anyway.
And you know what? Anybody needs for us to go any further with this, but if your shit is just let me use my words carefully. If you're okay, if because you know it ain't shit, it's blood. But if you're you it's know very, very natural. If your clothes okay are covered in blood and you're not doing laundry till the end of the week or later, that's gonna stay.
Yes.
And it's going to stain.
Yeah. Should that shit be done
immediately? So that means that this bitch is like, bitch, I just bled out. Here you go. You do the laundry.
That's what I'm saying.
And
no,
I know you're not handing her your jeans, your panties. You're not handing it to her as it's going on. That shit is just piling up. It looks like somebody fucking stabbed you. Okay. Like, what happened?
Girl, it's the lack of consideration.
I think it's
for me.
Yeah, it's lack of courtesy for sure.
That is ridiculous. How can you?
This is not a matter of women's rights and freedom to bleed. It's about courtesy and consideration.
It sure is. It's just be considerate to your girl and take care of your own laundry.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Well, no, you're not the asshole. No,
you're not the hassle. Girl, you're not the
not at all.
You're fine. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, this longest episode. We're back, guys. Hope you missed us. Here's a 2-hour motherfucking episode.
Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Okay. So if y'all had shit to say. All right. Well,
I think so.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of You Are the Asshole
Podcast.
Hopefully this was a good enjoyable listen. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Ideally, yes.
On the Yata Podcast. It's the YATA Podcast.
Yes.
where we occasionally post.
And we'll hopefully be posting more about our references on these podcasts.
Yeah.
Stay tuned because we got some coming.
Yes. And of course, please, if you haven't already, give us a good old review on Spotify. Yes. I don't think there's actually reviews on Spotify. On Apple Podcasts, whatever.
Apple Podcasts.
Whatever you listen to. But yes.
All right. Yeah, thank you, guys. That's all right. Bye.
Bye.